Hope When There's None Left by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Genesis 50:20. As I write this devotional, I have a friend who is grieving the rash decisions of her adult daughter. I have another friend mourning the sudden loss of a dear family member. Another is single, lonely, and pleading with the Lord to bring her a spouse. Another is reeling from the shock of her husband driving away with the U-Haul to find himself. It seems everywhere we look, there's disease, heartache, death, destruction, and pain. What hope do we possibly have? Again, while writing this, I can look out my office window and see snow. Piles and piles of snow. Did I mention I live in North Louisiana? My husband had to shovel off the windshield of his truck with a push broom because what else do we have? It's a true delight. Who would have ever thought this was possible? Do you know why it's possible? But God, that's why. Joseph understood. He eventually got to see that all his years of betrayal, grief, depression, heartache, rejection, abandonment, abuse, assault, jail, undeserved punishment, unfair treatment, lies, accusations, and loneliness were not without purpose. They were intentional, but God. Whatever your situation is, you too can look right at it and say, but God. It doesn't matter what the doctor says, what the weatherman says, or what the divorce lawyer says, but God is all you need to say or hear. He and He alone gives the final word. He alone delivers the final diagnosis and the final report. It's never too late for a turnaround. After all, God is famous for working wonders in the midnight hour. Ask the Israelites. Ask Abraham. Ask Joseph. Ask your neighbor at church. The best part is, regardless of the verdict of the Lord, we have another promise on which to hold. Even if things don't turn the way we hope, we can not only trust that there was and is an eternal purpose being served, we also get to cling to the truth of Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. It doesn't say, and we hope, or and we really try to believe. Nope, it says, and we know. That's it. Final word. We know these things to be true. And we know this promise will come into play as well through the workings of Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. If the heartache of this world is too much for your ears, tune it out by blaring God's word. Whisper these truths to your weary soul. Saturate yourself in the scriptures. Whatever you're facing today, remember, but God.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.